saving the world one song at a time.
Or is it one band at a time?
It should be. I can't hear myself at all.
You can't hear yourself at all. It doesn't sound like you can. I can't hear you either. Is your mic on? Your mic wasn't on.
Oh, I'm not used to having a button. All right, well, welcome to professional non-corporate. Yep. This is why pros do it. This is why you don't listen to Clear Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they would never do that.
They're all squeaky clean, and we're a little rough around the edges.
Little rougher.
Yeah.
A lot rougher.
And we never bathe.
Really?
What, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward. So, yeah. So, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's Monday, August something or other, 2007.
Where did this month go?
I cannot account for this month's activities.
It's a boring conversation, but I'm just amazed how fast. I mean, it's like September now, basically.
Well.
But whatever. This is thrilling radio.
If you start a conversation with "this is a boring conversation, but," and then make a statement, that's not really a great way to start a conversation, is it?
Is that unfair to you?
Yeah.
Is that unfair to our listeners?
Gives a shit about the listeners.
Well, I'm just going to make that the theme today. I'm just going to be unfair to you as much as
you
I can. You're
going to be unfair to me personally?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be unfair to the listeners.
Well, you already are.
I will. In fact, here, this is for you, listeners.
Now that was
just mean.
My mom listens to this show.
Oh, and I like your mom. She's sweet.
What? You haven't met my mom, and you're not going to meet her now because she will slug you.
No, well, I like to assume that your mother's a nice person. It's something gets She's me through nice. The day. It's like, well, at least he has a nice mother.
She's nice. She just attacks when wounded. She's going to kick your ass.
Don't we all?
True. We all.
How was your weekend, Mark? I'm so interested in your weekend. Because it's Monday.
Smoked a hookah on Friday at this Egyptian hookah place in Little Scientology.
You went to Egypt?
No. No, it's this Egyptian hookah place. Just all Egyptian guys. And it's new owners. So the guy's like really friendly. It was so funny. We go over there and they don't serve any alcohol. They just have soft drinks. And there's a bar across the street. And we ask the owner, hey, is it okay if we go get some beers across the street and bring it back? And he goes, well, actually, it's against the law, but who cares? Go ahead and do it. And he's like so boisterous and excited. So we bought him a beer. And I totally scored points because when we touched glasses, instead of saying cheers, I said Basatek, which is the Arabic way of saying cheers.
Oh.
And then he goes, oh, yes. And he drinks it and he puts it down and it starts overflowing. You know how beer does that when you do it too fast with the air or something? I mean, it was all just, he's just a hyper mess. But the sweetest guy, he's all, bring all your friends. They are all welcome here.
Do you actually like the taste of the flavored tobacco that comes in?
Well, which flavor? Hookahs?
I don't know. The few times I've done it, it's either been apple or like strawberry or something.
Yeah, I don't smoke those.
It's
kind of
gross.
I don't smoke those bullshit flavors.
Oh, you
I'm
use
a,
some
I'm
sort
a
of
professional.
Cool like Uber.
I smoke Rose, which is really good, and I smoke this other one that's kind of hard. It's called Zaghloul. It is tobacco, but they still do it in the gel form because there's the other way you can do it with tobacco. You can actually soak tobacco leaves so they're moist and put that into the bowl. And then put the charcoals over it. This is just doing the gel form, so it's still fermented, but it has a tobacco taste, but not as strong as if you just did, in a sense, raw tobacco. But that one, where you're just going, they're lightheaded. I mean, my friend was across the street getting beers, and I was smoking the Rose, and I take big, huge hits where when I exhale, it looks like a fog machine's coming out of my mouth. It's like just like a huge.
That's the thing I don't understand. It's like it's like you're trying to get high off of something that does not get you high.
Who says you're trying to get high? Do people smoke cigarettes? They're trying to get high. Do you speak of people who smoke pipes trying to get high?
Yes.
No.
There's really no other reason to
it's
inhale
relaxing.
The fumes of
it's
a burn.
People smoke cigarettes not to get high, but they find it relaxing. People smoke a pipe or cigar or hookahs for that very
people
same reason.
People smoke cigarettes because they're obsessed with attending their own funerals.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that, John.
I read it in a book. It has to be true.
It has to be true.
Hey, let's go to music.
Wait, we didn't talk about Leisure Suite. Leisure Suite was totally fun.
I know, but what are we going to talk about for the rest of the show?
Oh, shit. Scratch that.
Leisure Suite was totally
the fun. Audience is encouraged to disregard that last comment from DJ Mark.
Stricken from the record. Objection. Sustained.
We will come back to it when we come back. You're starting? I thought I'm supposed to start.
Recess. I call for a continuance.
I'm going to kick you.
I'm trying to think of all the words I know from Law and Order.
Yeah. Overruled.
I ask for an immediate dismissal on the grounds that this is bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit is a Latin term they use a lot.
Yeah.
At least in judges' tables, I'm sure they use it a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
God. It's amazing how fascinated we are about law in our country. Are other countries as fascinated by law?
Iraq is definitely well, fascinated by law.
Law in a lot of other countries is like... Chuck.
Yeah, Afghanistan is fascinated by law. Law, wow, this is fascinating.
What? Three letters.
Wow, L-A-W.
So did you want to go first?
Well, apparently you want to go first.
Well, only
we should get a move on because we actually have a band coming in later today. And you know,
we will do that. This is a band, local band out of Los Angeles here called The Black Fuzz. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/blackfuzz. Praise the Lord, they have an easy MySpace name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How many
Thanks be to Jesus.
How many syllables in Lord, the way I
Lord.
Say it? Yeah, Lord. I saw Praise the Lord in the men's room of Bar 107.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny. Anyway, this is a song called Solid Monkey Blues. Again, The Black Fuzz, killradio.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're here.
You're here.
Killradio.org.
That's the band Saul out of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Just north of us. Same time zone, though. MySpace.com/SaulBand. SaulBand. That track was called Too Quick to Judge. Before that, once again, was The Black Fuzz, based just around the corner from us here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/TheBlackFuzz. That track was Solid Monkey Blues. Welcome back.
It's a good name for a song.
Solid Monkey Blues?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rocking.
They're clapping that you said that now back at home. Like, oh, he likes the name of our song. So Leisure Suite was totally fun on Saturday, the DJ event that you do with Starsky, 70s versus 80s at Bar 107 downtown.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was a nice crowd of people. Yeah. You know, it was like usually that night doesn't get going until around midnight, so it was good that it started. By 10:30, the place was full.
Yeah.
And so we got to play a lot more music. And, you know, now I've gotten into this sort of groove with Leisure Suite where I play a lot of things that I don't necessarily think are... It's not like songs that I normally listen to at home or anything like that, but I just know I can get away with it at Bar 107 because it can just be such a ridiculous atmosphere. So I'll play a lot of music that I remember hearing in the stereo speakers at the gym that my parents made me go to when I was six.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Like Africa by Toto.
Oh, you didn't play that.
I did, and people loved it and sang along to it. I guess the rain's all down in Africa, man. That's a great song.
The other great thing was, you know, Starsky and his outfit and him just really going for it, and then you just totally going for it this time and your hair. I didn't know you could get...
Well, I just put my hair up. I didn't really go for anything.
You went for it, John, because I didn't know your hair could get that high.
No, but
you added about a foot.
No, but
to
you
really
didn't know. Like, Starsky and I went to a costume shop last week and looked at a potential costume for me as an 80s.
Right, we had
costume.
This discussion, yeah.
But I couldn't.
No, you did it perfectly. Just it was kind of Flock of Seagulls, Jean Loves Jezebel.
My hair is too long.
It was perfect, and it was all over the place, and it looked good.
Well, it was fun. If you're in the LA area, we'll be back there at the last Saturday of September.
It's once a month now?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't handle it when it was twice a month. It was too much.
Too much 80s?
Too much 80s. 80s are great, but, you know, I just can't do it all the time.
Need some time away.
Yeah. I need to find a completely different vibe, like an acid jazz trip-hop gig that I can do regularly to, work out that part of my my mentality.
Uh-huh.
Because it builds up inside me. And I gotta DJ this stuff. But that's so much harder to do because those aren't, the big crowd pleasers, you know? I got to find, an opium den I can spin at or something.
Right.
You might be able to help me with that.
Yeah, the way I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Maybe your hookah friend knows of
the Egyptian guy
where I could spin.
Yeah, I'm sure all those Egyptian guys playing backgammon and smoking hookahs and playing cards would love to have some acid jazz underneath.
Sweet.
That way, when they're watching Al Jazeera, they don't have to listen to it. We won't mention that you're, a Zionist military infidel killer.
You've been listening to Stereotype Radio at killradio.org. That'd be a good show.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, it's Mark, and here's the hot house tunes coming from West Hollywood to you.
Oi, here he goes again.
Oh, shut up.
Oi, give me a kinahara.
Oh, have another bagel, you fat ass.
Oh.
Too much carbs. If I had a bagel right now, I'd have to throw it up.
And on that note, let's go back to music.
We basically did the whole show. We can't do anything more if we were to do Stereotype Radio because it'd be like, okay, the same joke's hacked over and over and over. We've done
it. Exactly. So this is a band called Ghost Town. It's a local band. Mm-hmm. I had them on It's Good a while back, and they've been playing out a lot lately, and so they sent me some MP3s. I like Ghost Town. They're cool. They play Crane's Tavern a lot, and they're playing September 1st, so maybe you'll go check them out. Here's a couple of songs for you by Ghost Town. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Feeling like him. searching for a while ago. Luck in these pockets and his body ain't ever growing old. Cause a suicide, well, it ain't no friend of mine.
Cause I ain't doing this for my good health. The the skies and trees, yeah. No money or wealth. Said you could dig it, but can you do it right? Put on some doors, honey, and do it every night. Now, I ain't been talking like this is a mystery. Talk, choose, yeah. Expensive fees, now move on. Everybody's got something that they all just wanna be. And you know somebody's gonna tell you just the facts the way it is. Could it be anybody? Well, it could. You attack a telepathic breath. Like a million monkeys been leaping off your back. So the moon is coming up and the sun is setting down. So play some music and heal this damn town. Dreams of tangerines and gardens and flowers. Warm suns, yeah, summer showers. Do you remember the back of your hand? Like a big ass sausage with your head in the sand. Move on.
Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's Ghost Town. That's a local act. Their website is myspace.com/townghost, so don't screw that up. They're performing September 1st at Crane's Tavern and a couple other dates as well. So again, myspace.com/townghost. And I really like those guys because they're just an interesting combination of indie, folk, country, and oddly enough, electro. So...
And where's Crane's Tavern? Because I'm not familiar with that place.
It's in Hollywood. I think it's on El Centro.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
El Centro?
I think so. It's a small bar. It's known for singer-songwriter stuff and jazz. It's right. It's an increasingly popular venue these days.
Because El Centro is the street that the Bally's is on.
It's in that area.
Right by the Palladium on the Sunset.
Thank you for that lecture, but...
It's not a lecture. I'm just saying I can't see where there's a bar space.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't mean Argyle, do you?
I... Look it up. Look it up. You got your front of
the
computer.
Hey, we have the internet.
The internets.
I'll look it up.
A series of tubes.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we have lots more music. We sure do. Which we're very excited
about. Why don't we share some of our favorite headlines of today's news? Do you want to do that?
That
which one
lovely.
Did you want to take? Did you want to take this one or this one? or did you want to have this one? Because
whichever one you don't want, I'll take the other one.
I think this one's more appropriate to you or me. I'm not sure.
Oh, what?
Do you want to take it?
Dangerous territory.
You want to take that one?
I'll let you do the sports one because you're gay.
Okay. it's in today's news. This is one of my favorite stories I read. Vicky issues apology after guilty plea.
I'm sorry.
Looking somber and speaking from the heart, Michael Vick apologized Monday for using bad judgment and making bad decisions. God, ask the dogs. And vowed to redeem himself after pleading guilty to a federal dogfighting charge. First, I want to apologize for all the things that I've done and that I've allowed to happen, the star quarterback said at a news conference following his appearance in U.S. District Court to formally enter the plea.
You know, I just want to throw this out here right now. Like, everyone's getting on Vic's case about, you know, torturing and killing these dogs. But the truth is, you don't know if these were good dogs.
Shut up. It's not even funny. We're talking about living beings.
That's comedy.
That's not funny.
They could have been horrible dogs. They could have
yeah.
eaten babies. You don't know.
This is what's like. I mean,
it's the same argument that people use the death penalty.
I don't know the backstory on this. I mean, how many dogs did he supposedly torture or kill or cause having fights?
I don't know. It's pretty fucked up too.
A lot, right?
Yeah, yeah. And well, now, I mean, it's not even just that the dog fighting, which is sick enough in and of itself, but there's also the fact that dogs that didn't perform well, like he
right.
apparently personally strangled to death.
Like
a basketball.
I made a mistake of using bad judgment and making bad decisions. I mean, as opposed to I made a triumph of using bad judgment. I mean,
if I could have made good decisions, I would have done that instead.
In retrospect. Yeah. And it's, you know, at the same time, it's real easy to look at this, make fun of it. Maybe I'm jaded, but I don't know. Just apologies after the fact once you got caught. I just don't.
Well, it's probably...
It's hard for me to kind of go, okay.
Well, I mean, he has to apologize. He can't not apologize. He's probably contractually obligated to apologize for one thing.
My whole point.
Well,
the whole quote from the heart, I just question. Anyway, do you want to read your story now?
Afghanistan opium at record high.
Woo!
That's just a fantastic choice of words. Opium production in Afghanistan has soared to record levels with an increase on last year of more than a third, the United Nations had said. The UN Office on Drugs and Crime report says the amount of opium produced there has doubled in the last 2 years. Talk about hard workers.
Now, this is what I love.
You know what I mean? We are really motivated.
Afghanistan basically shows that we are losing the war on terror and losing the war on drugs.
Well, yeah. And if you
right
watch
there, that kind of time.
Afghanistan animation films, you know, like what's really going on there. You know?
Yeah.
It says Helmand Province is now the biggest single drug producing area in the world, surpassing whole countries such as Colombia. Afghanistan now accounts for more than 93% of Keith Richards' opiates.
Of the world's opiates.
Oh, of the world's opiates. Despite billions of dollars of aid and tens of thousands of international troops, the report says 193,000 hectares of opium poppies are being grown in Afghanistan just for Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, now, this is what, read this part, because that's part's the trippy part.
Oh, insurgency link. The results are very bad, terrifyingly bad, because cultivation has increased by 17% to an historic level, said Antonio Maria Costa, executive director of the Office of Drugs and Crime. No other country beside China in the 19th fucking century ever had such a large amount of land dedicated to illegal activities. He followed, fuck! The province of Helmand in the south has cultivated more opium than in the rest of Afghanistan. It has become the largest single entity in terms of both production and cultivation. Is anybody listening to me? He followed. Despite the overall increase, twice as many provinces are now drug-free in northern and central Afghanistan, and the report says growing opium poppies is now closely linked to the insurgency and the instability in the south. Blah, 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 blah.
That was brought to us by the BBC. That's where we found that one. And the other one was, I think it was AP or Reuters. I can't remember which.
So, yeah, there you go. there's
so there's your news.
There's your daily news minute for you.
Thank you.
So
all right, let's go to music.
Let's go back to music.
Okay, this is an artist by the name of Okulus Anomaly. He's out of Miami. His MySpace page is myspace.com/conundrumsrelease. Oh no, conundrums.
Sure, it's Okulus.
Why do you question every time?
No, I'm just looking at it. It could be Oculus.
I've had conversations with the band. Oh, okay. I have a relationship with them.
Oh, good. You're a much better person than I am.
If they don't tell me how to pronounce it, I just go for it.
No. I'm less than you. I understand.
So, yeah. Don't ever question me again.
I'm less than.
MySpace.com/conundrums. That's KONUNDRUMZ. We're actually going to play three songs because there's two really short ones that I liked, and I just wanted to never get a chance to play the short songs, so I put them together. So this first track is called Mexican Farm Assist. Again, this is Okulus Anomaly, or Anomaly. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. We'll be right back.
just an instrument. Like any great power, it depends on how it's used. As I see fit.
Do you want to learn the truth?
Truth?
Truth.
The terrible thing about searching for the truth is that sometimes you find it.
Here, here. On Kill Radio, .org.
That was Oculus Anomaly out of Miami, myspace.com/conundrums, KONUNDRUMZ. We heard three tracks. That last one was Veritas. Before that was Saffron. And then we start off with Mexican Farm Assist. Again, out of Miami, Oculus Anomaly. If you have any questions about any of the bands or music that you hear today, you can always instant message us here at the station. We use AOL Instant Messenger, and our handle is killradio.org. Or I'll put the other one up, too. I haven't done it yet. But if you just want to remember the one we do for the show, it's Here Here 2006. Here, H-A-R-H-E-R-E 2006. Wow, that was really hard. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And I'm just logging us in right now.
And don't all instant message us at once.
Because I can't really talk well while holding a microphone,
period.
As you can see. Can't even spell here, here right.
Yeah.
There we are.
And plus, now with Afghanistan's opium production in high gear, Mark has been essentially useless. So.
Well, they had to meet the demand that I was creating. And exactly. Here, hence a third more in production. Thank you very much, Mark Caldwell. Originally from Anaheim, California, USA, and now residing in Los Angeles.
You're nothing if not motivated.
No. At least for my friends in Afghanistan.
So, what else is new?
We both had the same time when.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
So, are we going to be moving the show to
I don't know.
Wednesday or
I
something?
Don't know.
We don't know yet. Keep your ears glued to killradio.org as much as you can stand it.
We sense changes in the air.
Because we think we're not going to be doing this Monday spot much longer.
Yeah.
We have this incredible urge to be here at night also.
I really don't want to do it at night.
No, me neither.
Well, we'll see how it works out.
We'll see how it all works out.
Yeah.
That's what someone always says when they're not going to give you what you want. But that's okay.
Your friends.
Yeah, my friends.
Yeah.
My friend.
So,
my only friend.
Let's see. We have a Here Here event coming up
in
September.
September 16th. Sunday, September 16th.
You're going to make your debut.
Well, whatever. Booking. I mean, just because I'm doing all the work, I don't want to take credit for it. I'm just saying.
You sound like another John I know.
No, I'm of course kidding. These are great, these Here Here events that we do, and I really missed doing it in August. We didn't get a chance to because of that stupid Sunset Junction. And
I didn't even go to it.
Yeah, me neither. And so we have great bands, great singer-songwriters playing. Erica Rose and the Dot Dot Dots, Daniel Person, Eject, Skyscraper Frontier, Chase Frank. So it'll be a really good, fun evening.
Yeah.
And, help out the station a little bit.
Yep.
You know, because now that we've... cleaned up the place. Now it needs a good waxing and polishing.
Well, we've also made room for what we see as some furniture things we need, both to support the bands who come and perform live on like your show and sometimes on this show.
Plus a high-end Xerox machine to do pictures of my butt. That would be good.
Yeah.
Like a real office.
Like a real office.
You know?
Need a water cooler and a coffee machine.
Mm-hmm.
And we need some sort of like... area for candy and shit. Like stuff.
Yeah. Vending machines.
Or a vending machine. Or even just a table for like the secretaries to bring in the baked goods that they make for the office.
Yeah, secretaries. We could buy them too.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Awesome.
Actually, you know what'd be really cool is we just have...
Well, no, but then we wouldn't be allowed to lock the doors during working hours.
Yeah, we would.
No, it's against law.
Why?
It's just against the law. I don't know. It just is. It's okay. An OSHA thing.
Well, what we're going to do is also get one of the Central American fruit vendors downstairs to just basically work out of here.
By one of them.
Yeah, by one of them. Now, yeah. There's no laws against them because they're probably illegal aliens. So.
Awesome. And you can do whatever you like with them. That's the benefit of living in Los Angeles.
So bad.
You're basically a bad person. That's why we get along
me?
So well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jews are innately bad, and gays want to be bad. So I've learned so much from you, and we both are, you know, now leading the charge. Yeah.
And Vic.
And too. Vic. Yeah, Vic's great. So.
And Vic Mackey.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go to music, please.
Thank you. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? This is a band called Lowlight,
welcome
Hollywood, California.
Welcome to KillRadio.org's here, John.
If you're not familiar with Hollywood, it's in California. MySpace.com/turndownthespotlight. TurnDownTheSpotlight.com. The name of this band is Lowlight. Here, KillRadio.org.
Thank you.
Hear, hear. Killradio.org.
Hear, hear.
That was pretty cool.
That was fun.
Band called Low Light. MySpace.com/turndownthespotlight. Turndownthespotlight.com. info@turndownthespotlight.com.
That's their email address.
I know. Hollywood, comma, space, CA.
You're going to read that whole note.
I did. I did. Just officially
not in
did.
Order, yeah.
And intentionally not in order. So go
well,
ahead and piece
all
that
of us, myself here in the studio with you and our listeners out there, are just really thankful for your thoroughness.
Oh, here's this is kind of cool. It's written on a one of those daily calendar things. It's the Bushism calendar. So here's your George W. Bushism. We should make this a regular part of our show, actually. Bushism of the
no,
day.
No, it's too disgusting.
Well, here's one for you anyway. This was Bush speaking in Waco, Texas, August 13th, 2002. The trial lawyers are very politically powerful, but here in Texas, we took them on and got some good medical malpractice.
What?
Drink that in. Ladies and gentlemen, you're president. You're commander-in-chief.
Yeah. Mission accomplished, everyone.
Woo!
So I already told you this, but I'll tell you again. You know, starting September 9th, for the remaining 4 Sundays in September, I'm going to be booking bands at...
I didn't realize it was happening so soon.
Charlie O's, which is the bar space at the Alexandria Hotel downtown. Very old space. That bar's been there... The whole thing's been there for about 100 years. Has a pretty amazing history of famous silent film and old Hollywood actors actually living there. But now it seems to be kind of it's those weird single room occupancy kind of hotel spaces. I mean, the square footage of these apartments are like 200, 300 square feet.
Good place to stage a murder?
Probably. I mean, probably many have been done there.
Awesome.
So Charlie O's is this huge bar and kind of club space downstairs on the ground floor. And
what kind of nights are you going to book there?
What kind of nights?
What kind of nights? Like, what is the scene that you're going to create there?
On Sundays, it's an early... You know, they're only open from 12 to 8 on Sundays. It's interesting. Downtown, a lot of businesses downtown, they're having mixed results. Downtown is on the upswing, but they're having mixed results with their weekends. Some places do really great on Saturdays. Some do on Sundays.
A lot of places close early.
So on Sunday, this place closes at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be early, 5 to 8 kind of thing. Mm. I just want to have a kind of music that you can listen to without feeling like you're taken hostage by the band. You can still play pool. You can still listen and dance if you want. You can still drink, but not
Klezmer.
not have to be so absorbed by the band.
Zydeco.
Yeah. Thank you. Keep those in mind.
Yeah. Keep those in mind.
But it's a big space. I mean, the capacity is like 300 people.
Wow.
So, it's an up and coming place. It's going through a remodel right now. So I'm very excited to be starting that. I'm going to be starting working on that this week. And that's good.
Yeah.
Right around the corner from Bar 107. I mean, we walked back and forth there the other night when we saw you and Starsky at Leisure Suite.
Awesome.
Very close to each other.
More music. Let's do it.
Okay. This is an artist by the name of Charlie Wadhams. I actually met him at Bordello about a month ago. It's a really cool club space, kind of in the... It's not really downtown. It's just east of downtown on the edge of Little Tokyo, right near the LA River. It's a really cool old place, really beautifully redone. And I was actually there to go see L1011, who we've played on the show a number of times, and I know has been on your show.
Yeah, they're great.
And then I got to hear Charlie Wadhams, and I was just really impressed with his music. So we're going to play him this week and in the weeks ahead because his album's really good. He was so nice. I just say, hi, I'm with Kill Radio. I'm a DJ. I do work with the old submission show, and he just hands me a CD. I'm always amazed. I'm always feel like I got to prove myself some more.
Yeah.
Like, legitimize myself or qualify myself.
Yeah.
I haven't had to yet. So
you can do that anywhere, though. Don't even go to music venues. Just do it like in the subway.
And see what I get out of it.
Street, like McDonald's.
Maybe I'll get a dollar a hamburger.
Hey,
or something.
I'm from Kill Radio. Oh, here's
a fry.
Here's some French fries. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear two songs. This first track is called My Angel. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Charlie Wadhams. That's Charlie, WADHAMS. Again, Charlie Wadhams, killradio.org is here, here.
I finally stopped time, so we don't have to think about the hustle outside. I have a surprise. Tomorrow marks a year that you've been here in my life. to decide whether it's been good for my mind to have you around, to have you around. It was good to sit down after years of standing up for something I've never found. Right next to the smile my angel started wearing since her feet left the ground. I don't need much help to decide whether it's been good for my mind to have you around, to have you around. The smile is like a beacon. When it lights up, I can see you for 100 miles. The love controls the seasons. When she's with me, I'm no wonder on a
John, you would get that Snapple commercial.
Oh, that's sweet.
You're perfect for Snapple.
I scream Snapple. You know why? I'm corporate.
That would be mean if I actually said that out loud, that you were perfect for Snapple.
I don't know what that means.
Because Snapple's kind of used to be popular in the 90s, like 10 years ago, and now
Does that mean that
whatever.
I used to be popular in the 90s? Because I know that wasn't true.
I'm just saying...
I was in high school in the 90s.
I'm just saying if you were perfect for Snapple now when it's not popular, really...
Oh, it's like saying I have a face for radio?
No. Would you just let me finish a fucking sentence? You'd be perfect for Vitamin Water, all right? The male face of Vitamin Water. And I used to think Vitamin Water, ugh, that stupid chick crap.
Yeah, it is.
Have you had it, though?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the CD player. It does this weird thing.
Oh. Vitamin Water, I've become addicted to.
You're addicted to Vitamin Water?
Not addicted, but I actually really like it. Because most of the time I
heard the Vitamin Water production in Afghanistan is through the roof.
It's neck and neck with opium, man.
Totally.
It's a third larger industry. A third larger in their output. But have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried. Yes.
Okay, it's good.
It's delicious.
It's good.
It's still just water and sugar.
There's no real sugar in it. It's fake sugar.
It's like 50 calories.
So I throw it up.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, then. Let's go back to music.
Please.
Hey, we have a band coming in a little bit.
Do you think that's them?
Oh, yeah. I see some sneakers under the door there.
Are they Converse?
Yeah, totally. Skyrockers Die is here. We're gonna set them up and hang out with them in a little bit. So I'm going to play some music. This is a band called the Vox Jaguars. A couple of kids from Santa Cruz. Here's some songs for you. MySpace.com/TheVoxJaguars. That's V-O-X. J-A-G-U-A-R-S. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
Remember, was in no motivation.
Hear, hear. KillRadio.org. You're listening to Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. People send us music. We play it. That was the Vox Jaguars out of Santa Cruz, California. We listened to two tracks, Metropolis and Swagger. You can check out myspace.com/TheVoxJaguars or go ahead and email them, TheVoxJaguars@gmail.com. Tell them you heard it on Hear, Hear on KillRadio.org. Yeah.
Tell them Mark and John said hello.
We're hanging out with Die Rockers Die right now. Totally cool. Setting up. We're going to do a little live stuff with them.
Well, actually, we're not certain about that yet.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
We don't know.
We really just met. Probably getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, we're still going to ask them a few more questions, interview them, qualify them for the show, and then if they deem appropriate, we'll let them play.
Right, which is the same process that we use for submitted music, where we review each song, you know, on a technical level, then on an aesthetic level.
And then, of course,
and then, you know,
commercial level.
Commercial, you know. Yeah, is it radio friendly?
Is it radio friendly to the Kill Radio listeners?
Yeah. Do they use a lot of alliteration? Alliteration is important.
All three Kill Radio listeners, you know, throughout the world.
Is it patriotic, or does it love terrorism? These are things that we need to consider before we play music.
Yeah, because we're not about hating America.
No. No. Mm-hmm. Leave that to...
Which is why we're so conflicted about the news coming out of Afghanistan with the whole opium increase happening. It's conflicting for us.
Yeah. I'm as conflicted over that as I am over Vic's apology for strangling dogs.
Yes.
So why don't we go back to music then?
Okay.
What do you got?
The Tall Brothers, you know, they sent you a CD...
Yes.
They actually sent me an MP3.
Speaking of being high.
Yeah. Well, what happens is there's two different waiting lists. There's the list I have of I play MP3. I take in all the MP3s, and they get played pretty much on a first-come, first-served basis. And you get the CDs, and they're played on a first-come, first-served basis. And the CD line is shorter than the MP3 line. So the Tall Brothers got played through you. I'm glad they sent MP3s this song to us because they're a great band.
Actually, my apartment is just a series of tunnels dug through giant stacks of submitted CDs.
Oh, okay.
So
cool. And again, those of you who listen to the show regularly, all one of you, hi, Mom. They're based out of Vancouver, B.C., just north of us. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/420tunes. You figure it out on your own, 420 Tunes. Again, this is the Tall Brothers, a track called Simply Business. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
When Mark Henry can be free to run his business and sell his seeds, it's just a plant, it's just a weed, another victim of corporate greed. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know. Why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. We burn the oil and cut the trees, while the captains of industry, they run a big monopoly on everything but the birds and bees. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know, why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. Makes you cool. Illegal brownies, oh my my. It makes you laugh, but it makes me cry. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's a medicine for many ills. It's cheap and safer than all those pills. It's in the Bible, 1 Genesis 29. It's also simple, it repels the mind. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know, why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
They're shooting guns from a factory. It makes a job, but it makes no sense to give the peace when you can sell defense. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
And we're back. That last track was by James Catholic. He's out of Brooklyn, New York. That track was called Warmest of Hearts. And then before that, we heard Tall Brothers out of Vancouver. That track was called Simply Business. James Catholic's MySpace page is myspace.com/writeonred. That's WRITEONRED. And then again, the MySpace page for the Tall Brothers is myspace.com/420tunes.
Oh, I just got it.
Shut up.
Hitler's birthday. Totally.
You know, there's a big pro-Hitler scene in Vancouver right now. It's really hot and fun.
Yeah, they're all potheads.
Yeah. Yeah, pot-smoking Reagan.
Nazi potheads.
Yeah, Nazi Reagan youth movement potheads.
No, it's true that actually my brother just got pregnant again. Well, I mean, his wife did. And
they're
going to have another... What do you
human
call it? Person, yeah, and his birthday might be 420, which is it's great because
she needs
I'll
the whole. She needs to start pushing right before 4:20 in the afternoon. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, if they can make that happen, that would be.
If
fantastic.
They want to have a stoner child, that's what they do.
You know, I bought for the one baby creature that exists. I bought a tie-dye outfit. When I was in Berkeley,
uh-huh.
It was like a hoodie and a skull cap and like a t-shirt or something, and socks, the cutest things you ever saw. They're tie-dye and said UC Berkeley on it or something.
Why
like
are you
that.
Trying to make your nephew gay?
Is that gay? Just because it matches?
No, I'm just saying because you just keep saying, that's gay.
Oh. Now we've reached the part of the show where Mark
where we start
bitchy.
Fighting. No,
because Mark hasn't had his bottle.
No, think about it. When we make fun of the rainbow colors and anything bright and colory, but somehow that Berkeley, you know,
somehow tie-dye is associated with progressivism and not homosexuality.
Yeah,
quite so much.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Thanks for saving. I couldn't even say it.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about it.
Could you work on
in
that?
The meantime? I'm going to play some music.
Wow.
From a band whose name escapes me at the moment. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Hello Dragon. Hello.
Hello.
This is let me first congratulate you on your package. You have a lovely package, Hello Dragon.
Are you talking to me?
No, Hello Dragon's a CD package here. It's got actual paint on it, and it's Velcroed shut. And those are two things that I think are cool.
It's biodegradable packaging, because right when you take the CD out, we're going to biodegrade that thing as quickly as possible.
I like advances in the technology of CD packaging,
uh-huh.
especially in this day and age of downloads. So here's a couple of tracks by Hello Dragon. MySpace.com/HelloDragonMusic, HelloDragonMusic.com. Here, KillRadio.org.
Pushing and pulling, particles flying. is getting drunk at the bar. He's dancing with numbers, ordering doubles, and talking to sad girls. It's time we moved on. Parliaments with passion and purpose, down to the nubs. He's watching the TV as rain pours down outside. A delicate veil darkens the windows. It's a miracle. We're all here. It's time we move.
Like those kind of endings on songs.
Nice. I like that band. I hadn't heard them before. They're from LA. They're called
Hello
Dragon.
Yes, you have.
When did I hear them?
We've played them on the show before.
They submitted to you?
Yep. They played a song way back when we played called Automatic Friends. A song that's on that album we're going to play. I think it's next week, Birds of Prey. So
I don't listen to the music when you play it, so that's why I don't know what's going on.
You tune me out, you tune out my music.
I don't even hear you talking right now. MySpace.com/HelloDragonMusic.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
That's right.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Did you hear that?
Hey,
did you hear that?
Hey,
did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
I'm not your dad, okay?
Or my mom. Or my cat.
Or your therapist.
Or my cat, so I told him fuck off 3 times this morning. Fuck you, cats.
HelloDragonMusic.com. And hello, Mark's mom. And
I'd like you to be my dad, John.
We're hanging out. We're hanging out with Die Rockers Die. We're eating their nuts, and it's really good.
Yum!
They're delicious.
Really great nuts, guys.
Thanks for bringing your nuts.
Yes.
Filipino nuts are the best.
I didn't realize they'd be so large. I thought they'd be totally smaller, but
dude,
I'm racist.
There were 4 nuts in this last sack I just opened. I was pretty impressed. That's unusual.
I'm going to throw up.
Whatever. It's probably the best conversation you've had all day.
Yes. Let's go to music real quick so we can get them to play. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. This is a band called Big Nasty. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. I actually have been to Columbus, Ohio. I went to see Lollapalooza out there a long time ago.
Nobody cares. Move on.
Buckeye. MySpace.com/BigNastyMuzak. That's not music. It's M-U-Z-A-K. Wish they'd put Muzak on CD. I'd love to have some of those tracks. You remember those going to the department store stuff?
Like, dude, I totally want to spin
the
Muzak.
Casbah.
I want to go into
rock
like
the Casbah.
Go into Bar 107 and just like totally only play Muzak versions of the 80s.
That stuff's got to be out there somewhere.
It'd be insane. It'd make you feel like you're in the produce section of a grocery store.
Anyway, Big Nasty, this is a track called Steady. You're listening here on killradio.org.
I need to buy lettuce.
Hey man,
Killwriter.org.
Oh, that was nice.
That was endearing. That's an endearing band. They're known as Terra Zodu. They're just southeast of us down in Orange County. That track was called Head Trauma.
It's good end credits of a romantic comedy.
It does feel that way.
You know?
Just like, and then they over this music, you get to see the outtakes and you get to laugh some more while they've made mistakes. Like
Anne Hathaway and Hillary Duff.
She dropped the pie.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they start mud wrestling with Jessica Alba.
And her left nipple peeks out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's when things get violent. Okay, I got issues.
Terra Zodu. Me too. Because I just caught up with you and went with it. Terra Zodu. They're out of Orange County again. MySpace.com/Terra Zodu. That's spelled T-E-R-E-Z-O-D-U. T-E-R-E-Z-O-D-U. That track was called Head Trauma. Before that was Big Nasty out of Columbus, Ohio. MySpace.com/Big Nasty Muzak.
Speaking of issues,
track called Steady. Let me finish talking about the band.
I thought you were
Big
done.
Nasty.
I thought you were done.
Columbus, Ohio.
You still going.
Track called Steady.
Okay.
Big Nasty. Go ahead. What?
I finally beat Godfather. At least I think I beat Godfather.
Oh, did you finish it?
Well, I'm the Don of New York.
You can become the Don of New York and still have to take over businesses.
I took over all
which
the
I
businesses.
Think is lame.
I bought all the safe houses. I did all the contract hits. Like, there's nothing to do anymore.
The only thing that you might do when you drive around is...
But shouldn't there be some sort of big, like, you won the game, like, little movie presentation kind of thing?
I think there is.
I got nothing.
I remember.
I'm just sort of hanging out. I drive around, I kill people, but I got nothing to do. That's what the game
is
done.
Now, have you found the weird secret spots where people are at, like, on the bridge, and underneath the bridge there's that gang hideout. They're right there, and you steal their crap.
Yeah,
And out in the train yard.
So they've done pretty much everything.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because it was like, I think I remember it that way with me. It kind of ended open-ended. I like that I can still play.
But there's nothing to do.
No, it's
done. You can only kill innocent people now, which is only fun in short periods of time.
Killing innocent people, I mean, you act like that's like, I don't know.
Are we still talking about the game, Mark?
Yeah.
Good.
Good. All right, let's go to Carmessi. Carmessi's got to be... one of the bands who submitted to us the most. Number one submitter. They're out of La Paz,
Baja. Robert Popa to shame.
They're out of La Paz, Baja, California, Mexico. We got two tracks. Oh, their MySpace page is myspace.com/Carmessi, K-A-R-M-E-S-I. And they originally submitted to us like in the very beginning, too. So,
in the beginning, it was Carmessi.
In the beginning, there was here. So let's go to this.
It was good.
This first track is called Pagliac. I don't know if I should pronounce it the Italian way or the Spanish way. I guess I'm going to pronounce it the Italian way. Pagliaccio or Pagliasso. You're listening to Carmessi on Here, killradio.org.
Stick around. Die Rockers Die is next.
Thank you.
Yay. Carmesi, out of La Paz, Baja California, Mexico. Carmesi, that last track was called Cocrucha. And then before that, we heard Bagliasso. Carmesi, again, is myspace.com/Carmesi, K-A-R-M-E-S-I. I like them a lot. I wish they would just drive north. I don't know how many hours it is. I think it's kind of a ways.
I heard they don't like you.
Really? They love me.
I heard through the grapevine.
What grapevine is that?
Raisin Jew. California sunshine. Do you remember the commercials with the claymation raisins that would sing?
Yeah, I'm from California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Should we take the bands and then go into the next part of the show? The bands that we played?
No.
Because we're about to enter into a whole
other... We're thinking all the bands.
Okay. Because we're about to enter this whole other phase, in the life of Here Here.
Yeah, right, we're entering into a portal that we hopefully will be able to come out of at the end. But we may not. A musical journey.
Don't talk to me about going in and out of portals. You know
why? Why? What do you think that means, John? John, do you think that means something?
No, it doesn't mean anything.
I wasn't even thinking that, you fucking closet sodomite. God.
I'm a clodomite.
Clodomite.
It's a really dumb person who likes to be anally raped.
Hey, I think I'm being anally raped.
And on that note, we are cool because we hang out with people with bands like Die Rockers Die who came in here. They're big supporters of Kill Radio. They played for us at the Echo benefit that we did in January.
Yep.
And they're here to share some new material and some updates on how the band is going. You know what? I'll even bring up their mics.
Hey, can you guys talk?
Hello, cool sound. Like that. Sound. Yeah. Hello, sound check.
Check.
Reality check.
So, how about a little introduction? Who are you? What do you play?
I'm Champ. Yeah, I play with my voice and myself.
Hi.
And guitar.
I'm Oliver, and I also play guitar and some other stuff.
And I'm Stacy, and I do backup.
La Cañada.
And I'm tambourine.
So, Die Rockers Die has gone through a couple of different forms, right?
Incarnations.
Like, yeah. Incarnations.
Evolutions.
Since we started, we basically had like 30 lineups. We're total dicks and assholes.
But did it start with you two guys? Are you like the last remaining survivors?
Yeah, we both basically come from the Philippine music scene, whatever that means. But we came here in like 2002, and that's when we started in Long Beach, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All places, Long Beach.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Nice. And then and you guys teamed up with some other local indie bands in the Central Second Collective, right?
Yeah.
Like the Onders and One Trick Pony and all them.
They were like friends of, I think they, like Rob, like was the one that first like approached us. So, which was weird because nobody really wanted to approach a band like us back then. But
and why was that? Because you guys were doing something that no one else was really doing, huh?
I guess we were just doing what we normally do. I guess people like them, they found something in it, which I really still couldn't figure out what. But
was it? I mean, did you have any idea what you, like, was it totally experimental for you guys, or I mean, did you think of yourselves as a band, as a rock band?
We've always
what?
Like, I don't know. How do you think? We're just giving our all. We always give it our all when we play. Always give it straight from the heart.
So, what do you think they saw in that giving of all? That I guess they basically invited you to be part of their collective, right?
Yeah, they invited us, and
they invited us. Like, I think because they said they don't take no for an answer.
Oh, that's...
And like, yeah, Sarah said it, so we're kind of like, okay, we're like.
So they strong-armed you into the collective.
Yeah, we're kind of easy, just like that. It's like, yeah, we're in.
And just so our listeners kind of understand, the Central Second Collective is how many bands now? It's
I think it's like five bands, something like that. Yeah,
and
yeah, five or six.
And they just added. And the Henry Clay people.
Right, right. Exactly, yeah.
Another one.
I think so, yeah. I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing the Die Rockers Die project?
Since 2003, I guess. Yeah, 2003. It's just, we just wanted to kind of like have an outlet to do like two of the things we love doing, which is like play music and fuck with people's heads.
Nice. On that note, let's listen to some of your music. Should we play a track or you guys want to do a live thing first?
We can play some track.
All right, you brought a CD. Is this a new song? Are we gonna?
Yeah, we've been doing lots of recordings lately with just like different people. So this is what track? The first track?
Yeah,
I think it's the first track.
I don't know what's the title of that one.
I think I Want to Be Like Everybody Else.
Cool.
That's the track. It's
And you guys are at myspace.com/DieRockersDie, right?
Die Rockers Die.
Yeah.
All right, check it out. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. Die Rockers Die. We're back on here on killradio.org, hanging out with Die, Rockers Die. And that's a brand new track that we just laid on you. And all this material is available at your website, dierockersdie.com and myspace.com.
The new stuff is not available yet.
No?
But like all of our older recordings, we've done, yeah. Everything
they're
is
like,
up.
Right there, like, we got it.
Talk in the microphone, please. Please talk in your microphone.
So we're giving it away for free, so download it, whatever.
Yeah. And you guys planning a bunch of shows coming up to sort of promote this new incarnation of the band and new
we're
music?
We're still like figuring out like songs to play. We're actually just getting together for the first time this week, so that's something to look forward to. It's like new people, new faces, new attitudes.
Cool. Yeah, the songs that we have recorded is not like a full lineup. It's just like whoever jams with us is there, and then we just always record and then try to see what we can, what we have.
And we were chatting a little bit while we were listening to that song, but you guys kind of have a unique recording process that's different from a lot of other bands where you just kind of like lay it all out there and kind of go with the flow. It's not, you don't get very technical about it.
We don't want to dwell too much on the like details per se, because it would render us like, instead of like doing that, we tend to use that energy to kind of like create more and just constantly like, it's better to just keep creating and like hoping that we kind of like just have like in 10 like songs, there's like one that will be kind of really
like our hit single,
fuck, like
your
a
hit single,
fuck.
Yeah,
hit single for like K Rock,
for corporate radio, and we'll hear it like every, you know, every 5 minutes. It'll
we'll
be
play
like,
it in the malls.
Totally,
that's what we want.
It'll be your song, and then it'll be like a radio ad for car insurance.
Yeah,
and then you'll hear
that's what we're going for.
Yeah,
you'll hear it
secretly,
and then we'll hear your song in the commercial for the car insurance, and then we'll hear your song again.
That's what we really fantasize about deep inside.
I can't wait to hear that TGI Fridays.
Applebee's. what do you guys think, though, about, like, you know, as an indie band in L.A., like, where do you go? Obviously, you're not, your aim isn't to get on K-Rock.
Yeah.
It isn't to be on the cover of Rolling Stones or whatever. Like, but you want some sort of attention. You want people to notice what you're doing.
I think, like, most for me, like, it's like, the way we started the band, we want to inspire like people to kind of like, because I think there's a certain like mentality that, oh, only musicians can play like or make music. It's like, because I've never really considered myself a musician, and like, but now I've kind of like thought differently about that. But it's like, you can make music if you have like the right, like your heart in the right place, and just do it. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do a certain thing just because you lack certain abilities or technical standards, like, you know.
Somebody's phone's about to ring.
Whose phone is that?
It's Chan's phone.
Why did that happen?
People from K-Rock are calling me, sorry.
You really don't know why that happens?
Well, it's radiation or something?
Yeah.
Like, nuclear
it's
energy?
It's the government. No, it's just because, you know, it's wirelessly connected in the the
but
signal,
it always makes speakers.
It gets it, the speaker picks it up.
Interesting.
It's like, I remember you used to listen to, like, you listen to a CD and it would, your speaker would be picking some weird signal from a radio station somehow.
Transmissions from
and it would always be a Mexican language station when I was a kid. It would always be some Mexican station.
This happened to me the other day on Is Good. I was plugging in the mic. And I guess the mic in Channel 3 wasn't plugged, like, all the way in.
Right.
And it started picking up a Spanish-language radio station. I pulled all the lines down.
And it was still coming
And this
in.
Guy, he's, like, a singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar, and, like, he's playing in the beginning of the song, and I keep hearing this Spanish-speaking woman. And I'm like, where the hell is it coming from? And you could see it. You could see it, like, on the board.
Oh, right.
And then finally, like, I just sort of, like just jammed the thing in, and it went away. But somehow,
I think also it's because the stations that I'm, a lot of the stations out in Mexico, they over push their signal.
Yeah.
Against what we're allowed to hear by the FCC, how we're controlled by the FCC to do. So they bleed over into.
Yeah, it's really close. It's just down the block.
Exactly.
All right, you guys want to do some live stuff?
Yeah.
All right. What are you gonna play for us first?
We're gonna play a song called like "Dirty Thoughts." It's about perverts.
Awesome.
Meaning. You guys.
Yes. Hold on, let me get my pants off. Okay, let's go.
Hello.
Thank you. you're so perfect, but I'm a hypocrite. My battered innocence is a good-looking bit, a reflection of sexual deprivation. This generation's latest titillation. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. Oh, this is perfect, but we're hypocrites. Mild-mannered innocence, the good-looking bit. The deprivation of sexual titillation. This generation's fucked up fascination. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. Hypocrites. Mild-mannered innocence is a good-looking bit. A deprivation of sexual titillation. This generation's latest fascination. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time.
Most you could do with two chords.
Finally, a song about me. So,
a song about us all, John.
Really?
About us all.
What is your sort of process like, guys, in terms of writing? Like, do you guys come up with the words first or the music first?
It varies. Some songs, like we
please talk in the microphone.
It varies. Like, sometimes, like, Oliver comes up with all this crazy, amazing ultra-electromagnetic guitar hooks. And we're like, madness. That's too ultra-electromagnetic. We're not going to play it. But no, yeah, we kind of, like, vary from, like, song to song. Sometimes, like, come up with, like, a line, or, like, we come up with a hook. Or we just listen to our favorite records and, like, kind of copy them. And, like, kind of, like, cut and splice and, like, oh, that hook can be used in this part.
Yeah. Huh. Especially for the new recordings we're doing.
Yeah, we're just
like, all the songs are different. Like, some of them we just, like, jam out with everybody. Or sometimes, like, if there's a party, we just pull out acoustic guitars and we have, like, people in the background.
Yeah.
And we just record.
I'm going to engage other people to kind of, like, participate at least, you know, kind of, like, because I think that's the problem, too, like, the whole music-making process. It seems like a elitist, like, oh, you're, like,
there's
an
this
artist.
There's big separation between
right. Yeah.
Right?
It's
so
like,
there's the person up on stage,
yeah,
and then there's the audience.
You know, you
want to,
like,
yeah.
Hey, like, you can be here, too, if you want. If you want it that bad, like, you know, it's like, do it. Just do it.
Right.
Do it. Do it.
I actually like, I don't know if you've ever seen this live, when bands blur that line where the audience is and they are.
Yeah.
I saw it once at Spaceland. This girl was just performing by herself. She almost didn't fit up with the lineup, but she was kind of doing this R&B kind of dancey hip-hop kind of thing. And then at one point, she just invited everyone on stage, and it was at Spaceland, which isn't the hip-hop, you know, kind of
yeah,
Power 106
totally
crowd. But they, all these hipsters went on stage and just start dancing like they're in a music video. It's the most beautiful thing I ever saw, because it was all about just having fun, you know?
That's what we love about, like, performing, too.
Yeah.
Like, getting people, like, hey, because, like, you would think, like, people, like, devote their attention and time to kind of, like, watch you, like, if I was the, like, you know, like, because, like, I relate to it, like, when I go to shows and how I feel about, like, what I'm experiencing as a viewer, because
mm-hmm.
most of all, like, more than anything else, like, we are, like, music lovers.
But you like to see a good show, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you want to give it what you want to be, like, you want to kind of, like, experience. You really just, like, so we're just basically doing what we want to see.
Nice.
I don't know if that's the way to describe it, but.
So, you guys want to do another song?
Yeah.
Sure.
We could do, like, last song. There's, like,
you have only two songs. We have
prepared two songs because we got.
That's cool. The show ends at 4, so.
But this is gonna be long because this is like a Meatloaf like classic. No.
Awesome. So, are you guys working on an album? By the way, is this something you're gonna, like, people are gonna buy this?
Hopefully by this year.
We're kind of like feel bad, it's
weird because we're realistic about, in the sense that we're not really gonna be kind of like a band where you would see in like any kind of, like, you know, we're not having that kind of aspirations. Maybe I'm just lying, but you know, I'm saying, like, because we work jobs and we're realistic, like, I see myself as like working, and then like we do this because we love it. It's not like we have hopes of kind of like getting.
We're not looking forward to selling CDs or anything. We just
so we do it for free, kind of like we want to inspire. Maybe the people we inspire, they can like be big.
They can go out and
that'll be our gratification.
And they'll thank you when they get their Grammy.
You know, and you'll be like a bitter 40-year-old. Yeah. Like, fuck, I started that shit.
I like to thank Die before. Rockers Die. Awesome. So, what's this called, this song?
It's called Television Worship. It's, yeah.
All right, whenever you're ready, check out dierockersdie.com, myspace.com/dierockersdie.
Thank you. the television. Worship the television. Worship the television.
Reality TV, the shit.
Directors Die.
All my favorite singers couldn't sing.
I want to go home and watch TV.
Oh, by the way, rest in peace, Lee Hazelwood. He passed away, I think, the past two weeks ago. I don't know if you guys have heard of, like, it's one of my...
All right. Directors Die, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us, man.
Let us know when we can get some of that free music off you. To play on our show.
Yeah.
We'll probably send you some more, like, CDs, so you'll be expecting some, like, our, like, 2,000 other projects.
And do you have any gigs, like, already booked, or are you just working on that?
No, we're still kind of, like, formulating what the, like, new lineup's gonna...
What we're gonna do, know. we have no idea yet.
Yeah. that's something we're kind of excited about, too.
Depends on the people we jam with.
Uh-huh.
Thank you a lot, man. Mark,
thank you.
John, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, awesome. You guys.
Glad we'll keep in touch, guys. Radio.
DieRecordsDie.
DieRecordsDie.com, MySpace.com/DieRecordsDie. Thanks so much for coming in and doing that for us. And also, let me thank the rest of the bands that we played today who submitted to hear here on KillRadio.org. Carmessi, Terrazodu, Big Nasty, Hello Dragon, James Catholic, Tall Brothers, The Vox Jaguars, Charlie Wadhams, Lowlight, Oculus Anomaly.
Okay.
I like that. Ghost Town, Saul, and the Black Fuzz.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The show will be available later today for your downloading pleasure. You can hear the live recordings of Die Rockers Die, as well as all the bands who submitted, as well as our Twitty banter. just look to our blog at myspace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE.
Yeah.
It's also
subscribe to the podcast, too.
Through the iTunes Music Store. It'll be available there as well. John handles that, so pretty much be later today, right?
Yes, later today.
And thank you so much on behalf of the show, John. I'd like to thank you personally for handling that part of the business of this show.
Well, I'd like to thank you for handling all other things. Anyway, what am I supposed to do? I'm chained to a radiator here. I haven't left this place.
That's true.
In months.
Have you and Shannon thought about moving in?
To this, to the Kill Radio studio.
Or all of us moving over to your apartment. It's not too far away.
Yeah, that's probably a little more likely.
God.
No, I wouldn't want to have sex in here. This place is dirty. Really? Right. I know, because we cleaned
it. You wouldn't want to have sex in here, meaning you haven't ever?
No, I haven't had sex in the Kill Radio studio.
You're one
have
of
you?
The few remaining DJs.
Well, I mean,
that hasn't.
I've tossed off a few, but I've never, like.
Yeah.
You know, to some gay child porn, but not to, like.
Well, that's a redundancy as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it's not true.
It's time to end the show.
It's not true. None of this is true.
Just kidding.
Bye.
Just say bye.
Just go. You've said everything you can say. Goodbye.
Bye.